Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh, yeah. Blue-collar man to bring us back here into the 5 o'clock hour, because we have one more pair of Sticks and Chicago tickets to give away. They're coming to the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater next year. And we've had tickets to give away all week long, and right now, if you are calling number 5 on the contest line, 314-241-9797, Ethan will award you a pair of tickets to see Chicago. It's the Windy Cities Tour. You get what they're doing here? The band Chicago and Sticks, who's from Chicago. Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, great summer show. You're going to have a lot of fun. You get a pair of tickets for free if you're call number 5. And this is always one of those deals I like to say. If you haven't started dialing by now, you're not going to win. So just save the time. But Ethan will definitely handle your call. We'll award that last pair of tickets. And I think we have, I don't know if we have any more next week. I think this wraps it up. And they did go on sale earlier this morning. Jeff Faulkner's coming in at the bottom of the hour. He's a great local musician. He has a band that is called Mr. Blue Sky, which is an ELO tribute band. And what's interesting, and I've known Jeff for a while, and I love talking music with him, but I had never seen Mr. Blue Sky until I saw, and I had never seen Jeff Lynne and ELO. So I think it was last year, maybe it was 3 years ago, but I think it was 2 years ago when they came through. And then I finally saw Mr. Blue Sky and I was blown away. He's such a great job, and they have a show that's coming up here in a week at Del Mar Hall, so he'll join us. But I also want to do something a little different with Jeff, just because, and I haven't told him this, everybody's list came out of their most listened music on their music platform. I guess all the music platforms kind of do it this week. So if you're a Spotify user, you found out what you were listening to most. I haven't really checked that because I use Spotify. I mean, I'll do that later in the hour, but I was using it to put playlists out for you, the listeners, earlier this year. Mainly my music service is called Tidal, T-I-D-A-L. But I have my top 10 songs from the year. A couple of them even surprised me. There's a little influence on my account from my daughter because she listens to a lot of some of the poppy stuff. But earlier in the year, I got her off my account and she's on the family plan. So she didn't mess up my algorithm as much as in past years. So it's a little bit more accurate to what I listen to. But we'll do that here in just a little bit on 97.1 FM Talk. We had a great roundtable early this afternoon. If you want to use the Odyssey rewind function, you can always do that. Jane was on the panel with Jeff Rainford and former St. Louis County Councilman and former St. Louis County Police Chief Tim Fitch. All you have to do is go to the app, use the rewind function, go back to around 3:04, and you can hear the roundtable. We talked about the second strike. We talked about the Tennessee special election. We talked about MoDOT being asleep at the wheel, some of the gambling stuff, and a couple other topics as well as a great roundtable in the 3 o'clock hour. Brian Kilmeade doesn't often join us on a Friday evening. This is a rare exception as we take you into the weekend. He's the co-host of Fox and Friends. You hear him every morning on 97.1 FM Talk from 9 until noon. And he's the host of One Nation with Brian Kilmeade, Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Central Time. Brian, welcome back. How are you this afternoon?
All good.
Are you feeling any Christmas spirit in New York City?
Oh, yeah, it's everywhere. The tree's right around the block from us. So the place is packed. And we'll see. Maybe I'll ask Christmas with our new mayor. Maybe we're not going to have Christmas next year.
Oh, my. We don't want that to happen. I was only in New York City one time in December during the holidays, and I thought it was wonderful. It really was. But that was a while ago, unfortunately. Haven't been back to Manhattan in just a little bit. Let's start here with the second strike, the double tap, whatever you want to call it. I mean, those were dramatically different reactions from Democrats and Republicans who were able to view that video yesterday. I mean, there doesn't seem to be a middle ground there, so I'd like to see the video myself, but where do you think this is all taking us right now?
Listen, if you're targeting the boat, I'm pretty sure you didn't do it to knock him unconscious. You're looking to blow him up. So whether it took one strike or two strikes, to me, it's immaterial. Just like I was not questioning, Mark, I was probably on with you a lot when Obama was president. I was not questioning him. He took out 565 different people around the world. He blew up two weddings. Do you think there were innocent people at that wedding? I imagine so. When Alawaki died, he was with his family. So I'm not sure all his family were terrorists, but he was. But we didn't look to prosecute Barack Obama or debate Barack Obama the way they had the opportunity to do that. So I just find this like the Epstein files, the total distraction. The bigger story is, if you want to know the mission in Venezuela, fair question. If you want to know the approach and what the hope is, that's a fair question. Do it. Yeah, let's hear it. So Democrat or Republican are asking for more answers and more briefings, and they should get it. But the other stuff, I have no patience for.
I mean,
Tom Cotton comes out and just says, look, that's what you do. You see, anybody with war experience, anytime you're trying to take out a bad guy, if they survive the initial hit, you're supposed to, bandage him up and bring him to your hospital?
Yeah, no, but what's interesting, again, here is the focus by, the media. And I've told you this, I think, before, too. I leave here at 6 o'clock when I get off the air, and I tune into Fox on Sirius XM. I see what Laura's doing, but I've been sampling CNN. And last night, I couldn't stop. I'm listening to Aaron Burnett go nuts over this stuff. And look, I'm all for the Constitution, Brian. I think we all are, right? And I want things to be done legally. But the way that this has become another hill that the Democrats apparently are willing to die on when we're taking out drug runners from Venezuela is pretty amazing to me. It's like, what am I missing here?
Well, I mean, did you hear Jim Hines?
Yes.
Who said, to watch the first strike and the second strike, see these people who are shipwrecked and needed help. Shipwrecked? They bombed them.
Yeah.
Shipwrecked? What kind of phrase is that? What do you think? It's a skipper and Marianne? I mean, these guys are drug runners. That's what they're doing. And the other argument I hear that says, well, they're not the kingpins. They're just moving the drugs. So we don't arrest drug dealers, only the people that grow them. So we don't kill privates, only the generals that told the privates to fight me. So of course I don't think they're the decision makers, but they got to know that if you get in that boat, there's an 80% chance you're going to be blown up. And guess what? Those people don't go in those boats anymore. That's the problem. It's not a matter of getting your kill rate up. It's a matter of stopping the transportation.
Well, yes, and I agree with that. You have a situation, though, where obviously a lot of this has become about going after Pete Hegseth, right?
Oh, yes. Nonstop. I mean, I love these people. Pete's not going to be here for long. He's going to be there 4 years, unless he chooses not to. But there's no way he's going anywhere. So everything that he does, he briefs the president. He's not looking to do anything behind the president's back. A lot of stuff he does that people find unpopular, he's doing it because the president told him, in my opinion. He hasn't told me that. But I think he's doing a good job. I just think they're just trying to find extreme things to say about him.
Well, I think that's been the consistent narrative ever since, he was appointed to that position. Let's talk about our friend Tim Walz and the folks in Minnesota, Brian, and this Somalia scandal, which I have covered in the past, because a lot of this reporting has been out there for a couple of years. But then when it all kind of came together and got more national exposure here in the last week, I mean, these numbers are staggering. We're talking about more than $1 billion from the taxpayers in these scams up there. And Tim Walz doesn't think it's a big deal at all.
It's incredible. And Ilhan Omar's former aide is indicted and implicated in all this. A restaurant she has her events at took millions, tens of millions of dollars from this. They took advantage of impoverished food programs. And then they took advantage of an autistic school program. They told the Somali kids, go ahead, take this class, even though you don't have autism. And then the subsidies that you get, we split with the parents. I mean, is this unbelievable?
Yeah, it is, because it was so sophisticated and there's so much money involved. I can't believe that it happened and went on for as long. Now, look, when we started into the COVID situation with all these funds, we all knew. I mean, a lot of us, you did, I did. We predicted that there was going to be a lot of fraud. I don't know that I knew it was going to be this much in some of these instances for sure. But then what do you make of Ilhan Omar and the mayor, Jacob Frey of Minneapolis, speaking in, you know, Somalian language instead of American and really playing to this because they've become a political player in Minneapolis because there's so many of them.
Yeah, I mean, and you're a Muslim attorney general there who doesn't seem, is now caught on tape taking campaign contributions from somebody that's been implicated in this mess, in Keith Ellison. So is that person, is Keith Ellison says he put 300 people in jail for Medicaid fraud. I'd love to see that, the details on that. Can't imagine there were 300 people in jail for Medicaid fraud. And they were afraid of the 80,000 member Somali community voting bloc. They said, if you start arresting us and prosecuting us, we're going to cry racism, and you know, you're not going to get votes. So everyone just looked the other way. Well, now the federal government and Treasury's into it. Believe me, this thing is going to be bigger and bigger. And I just hope it affects Walt and he doesn't get to run again. He can leave in disgrace or go back to China when he's really happy.
I thought it was interesting on the Tim Walz front, or sort of separate but related. Did you see what Josh Shapiro said about Kamala this week? Well, kind of ripping her. Yeah, that was interesting, wasn't it?
Well, number one, a couple of things. The Atlantic writer says that what Josh Shapiro was really mad at is his reputation as being self-obsessed and petty and volatile. And he immediately got read back to him what she wrote in his book, and she really say that and just said she's trying to cover her butt for a horrible showing. And then he took it back. But this is going to be just the beginning. Are you going to tell me if you want the nomination, you're not going to go after Gavin Newsom's track record or Kamala Harris's terrible performance as vice president and then as a candidate and Joe Biden's mental health? Anybody to do with Joe Biden is going to be sullied, scarlet lettered. Rahm Emanuel will probably be a contender, and Shapiro will be a contender. But they say that Shapiro is very programmed. You know, he doesn't like an answer anything controversial. So maybe that was, even the cursing might have been drummed up.
Yeah, because he said, cover your ass. And then he's like, well, he paused. Maybe I shouldn't say that. And he lightened it up just a little bit. You just spoke about the former president, Joe Biden. It seems that a lot of our friends, Brian, in the legacy media are focusing on President Trump's health right now. They have grave concerns about the guy that works 18 hours a day, that's held cabinet meeting after cabinet meeting, that's not slobbering and drooling on himself, but they're worried about his health right now.
I know, and it's getting Trump really angry, no doubt about it. And I would just say, Mr. President, number one, if you hang out with me tonight around 8:30, they're going to say I'm too old because I'll be nodding off on Fridays. He gets about as much sleep as I do. And what happens is when you sit down for 3.5 hours in a room that's probably 75 degrees, you're going to be a little drowsy. There's no question about it. He barely sleeps, the guy. The night before that cabinet meeting, he was up at 1:20 in the morning. He was calling a member of his cabinet who said that.
Yeah, so are you referring, because Scott Bessent went on with Andrew Ross Gorkin with this New York Times, you know, event, and he just excoriated the New York Times. It was brilliant. It really, and he said, Bessent was one of them, said, he's calling me at like 2 a.m. on some of these things.
And that's what Doug Burgum has told me too. And they're not like, how you doing? What's going on? Tell me about what you're doing. It is, I thought about this. Why is he going to take this? He never told me about this. How come this person can't do that? It's always substantive. He always hits the ground running in the conversation. And when he calls, you better not act like you're sleeping, even though it's 1:20 in the morning.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. All right, before we wrap up here, I want you to tell me what's coming up on Sunday, but I got your reaction to the World Cup draw. Any reaction for this yet? I guess it's, who is it? Paraguay on June 12th in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I'll take it. I mean, it's not a group of death, I'll tell you that. They got to get all the way. They got to get through the knockout round. They got to get all the way to the semifinals. That's the only thing that'll be successful. You know, I haven't really studied it because I was I just got off the air, but I will take a look at it and give you an opinion about how's it going to go.
Yeah, my wife's a huge,
whatever you predict, it's all about them staying healthy.
Becky, my wife is a huge, huge soccer fan. They had a big event here at our soccer stadium, you know, with monitors and everything rolling out, had a party earlier today. So I know a lot of people in St. Louis are excited about it. All right, what's coming up on Sunday night? What do you got planned?
I got the Douglases. I got Douglas Murray, and I got Doug Burgum is going to be on. I got these two co-authors of the heist how China is stealing everything from the F-35 to Elon Musk's self-driving car technology, and what they plan on doing with it, including a shock and awe plan that shocked me. And then I talked to George Shapiro, and Dr. George Shapiro knows how to live longer and healthier. So we try to do those longevity segments. People seem to love them.
Awesome. Have a great weekend, Brian Kilmeade. We'll talk next week.
Go get it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Sue, have you heard the controversy over Odell Beckham?
I don't
think
so.
Former NFL receiver, Odell Beckham Jr. So this is interesting. Maybe some people might be surprised by my perspective on this. We'll see. We'll kind of toss it out to the class here. So he goes on a podcast. He's not playing currently in the NFL. He does not have a contract. But he goes on a podcast, and he addresses the issue of having a $100 million contract. He's on something called The Pivot with Ryan Clark. So here, I'll let you hear what he has to say. Now, this has drawn a lot of backlash.
If I didn't have a dollar in my account right here today as we speak, I'm going to be straight for the rest of my life. No question, right? I don't think everybody is in that. And when you've sacrificed your whole life to get here, and you're like, yeah, I played 10 years in the league. And I always explain this to people. I'm like, bro, you give somebody a five-year, $100 million contract, right? What is it really? It's 5 years for 60. You're getting taxed. Do the math. That's 12 a year, you know, that you have to spend, use.
Save.
Invest. Flaunt, like whatever, however, just being real. I'm going to buy a car. I'm going to give my mom a house. I'm going to do, everything costs money. So if you're spending $4 million a year, that's really $40 million over 5 years, eight a year, you know? And now you start breaking down the numbers. It's like, that's a five-year span of where you're getting $8 million. Can you make that last forever? And you always hear the people who ain't us, and ain't been in the position, like, oh, well, that would last a lifetime.
So I'm going to defend Odell. Well, no, you know what? Wait. I think there's something to it. You can offer your opinion. But look, I think he's being misrepresented here to a certain extent. And Ryan Clark, who did the podcast, is kind of defending him. What he is saying is, and he's not saying that, you know, he blew through all his money. His saying, and some of this is even more important now with these young collegiate athletes with NIL, they are not prepared. Most of us aren't. Let's face it.
Prepared to
handle money, especially large amounts of money. What he's saying is, even though, and it is a lot of money, there's no doubt, but once you break it down, you got agents, you have this, you have that. there's a lot of expenses. So he's saying, and let's keep this in mind too, these are athletes. One of the reasons they make so much money in their contracts is because their careers end at age 30 or 31 or 32 or 35. So you're being compensated, especially in the NFL, when you're a receiver running back and you're taking hits to the head and all that stuff, because that's a very valuable position for the teams to have the best, you know, on the planet. But you're also not going to make that money for the rest of your life. So his point is you have to make sure that it lasts, and you have professional athletes, and really this applies to society, who aren't prepared for that.
Yes.
They get all this money thrown at them, and they don't know how to manage it. So I think that was part of his point on the podcast that a lot of people are missing. A lot of people are saying, oh, he's whining about, you know, $40 million a year or whatever. I really don't think that that's what happened here. So I'll defend him from that perspective, because it was a broader conversation about how athletes are unprepared and how they manage their money.
Well, that's certainly true. But when I hear him say, how are you going to make $8 million last? And people said that can last an entire lifetime. Yes, I could make that last an entire lifetime.
You could make that last an entire lifetime.
Right. I had that problem.
Yes. Right.
And I understand that perspective. And I wish I had that problem as well. But everything is relative, okay?
Well, you're right. But he is very right about the fact that these guys need help. You know what I mean? When they come into the league, I know an agent in the NFL agent who is also a lawyer, obviously a lot of them are, and part of what they need help with is getting a financial person you can trust right off the bat.
When you say right off the bat, out of high school.
Yeah.
Because these guys are now, you know, the first couple years of NIL were different. Now they're essentially getting paychecks that are taxed.
Oh, geez.
The first couple of years, but think of the first couple of years, they were just given their checks and they had to do their own taxes. How many people do you think had all that money left to pay
the
taxes?
Are you kidding
me? Not very many.
I heard Michelle Tafoya.
Oh, what'd she say? That'd be interesting.
Well, she was saying, you know, she's kind of like where we are, but she's saying, I think the NFL now has classes. They make new rookies go to.
Yes, they do.
How to handle your money.
But these people, yeah, generally are not coming from homes where mom and dad sit down and say, let's talk finances. And here's how a lot of it comes from. And so when you go to that class, if you have zero background in it, I think you're probably like, woo, I've made it. You're not paying attention.
But I can also see, like, here's what Ryan Clark said, the guy who hosted the podcast. He says, with this age of social media and podcasting, it's good to incite people. It's good to enrage people, to get them to interact with you and feel like you're right. But we got to think about the rationale and the logic and the context. He said, Odell Beckham Jr. wasn't saying that you should get $100 million contract and that means it's okay to blow it. It's okay to be irresponsible with it. What he's saying was, when you sign a $100 million deal, you don't get $100 million in your palm to spend on yourself. And I think that that's essentially what he was saying. Mm. He wasn't saying that that's not a lot of money. It is a lot of money, but he's speaking from an athlete's perspective of getting a lot of money at a young age and not knowing how to make it last. And that is, you know, I'm sure a lot of people aren't going to have empathy for professional athletes, but
yeah, they really
don't. It's a real issue.
I guess I didn't hear him talking about how it's harder for younger athletes and how you're going to make it last.
Yeah, you're right.
I just heard him breaking down the numbers.
Well, that's because you didn't hear the whole podcast.
That's the problem.
That's what Ryan Clark is saying. He's saying that the context is being missed here, because the conversation was about a broader thing. And of course, we all pull the clips. I get people saying, are you kidding me? You can't make that money last. I think even Odell Beckham Jr. would say, yeah, I get that that's your perspective, but that's not what I was saying.
Right. Well, that's fair. If that's not what he was saying.
Misrepresented just a little bit. I mean, I've had several five-year, $100 million deals, so I'm speaking
sure.
from experience.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The host is not paying very close attention because he didn't want to play this song. He wanted to play kind of this song going in here. Oh, yeah. Now, this is ELO, but we have Jeff Faulkner in the studio with us this afternoon who has a great tribute band called Mr. Blue Sky, which is playing at Del Mar Hall next week. Sorry, Jeff, I hit the post there on the song. How was that? How are you?
Well, good. I'm doing just fine. How about you guys?
I'm good. Now, we can play a little of your band here.
Right.
I think we pulled some of it.
Oh,
and, you
yeah.
know, you and I have...
I love it.
That sounds like
we've known each other for a while, and I love promoting some of the stuff that you do, and we know some of the same people. But as you know, two things are true. I had never seen ELO in my life, even though Jeff Lynne is one of my favorites, and I finally saw them. And then 2 months after seeing them, if that, I went out to the Chesterfield Amphitheater. That might have been 2 years ago, right, when you guys did that?
I think it was a couple years ago.
I saw you. I took my daughter to Mr. Blue Sky.
Right,
and
right.
I loved your hair because your hair looked great, a little different than it does right now.
Right.
But I say this sincerely as someone who, you know, is pretty particular when it comes to music. You guys were awesome, especially
Thank
coming
you.
Off that perspective of just seeing, you know, the real ELO. You've got it down. I mean, you've done this for a while, so it should be a good show, but congratulations on a great project.
It's been a labor of love. You know, we put a lot of work into it, a lot of rehearsal time, a lot of work on, obviously, the arrangements and the music, but also a lot of work on the production and light show and, you know, the whole package.
Well, so this is going to be a little different because I know you've played multiple venues with this particular act, but you're playing Del Mar Hall, which I love, but it's a little bit of a smaller stage, right?
So
are there differences in the way you do the show?
Not really. Del Mar Hall, it reminds me of Mississippi Nights.
Yeah,
a little bit, sure. It's really kind of the only venue in town that's about the same size as Mississippi Nights used to be. It holds around 750, 800.
Yeah.
Mississippi Nights held a little bit more, but it's just a really comfortable room. It's got a great vibe. The stage is bigger than you think. I mean, you know, all 10 of us get up there and we have plenty of room to move around. And they got an unbelievable sound system in there, unbelievable production. We bring in a lot of added production because every show we do, those people who've come out to see us quite a bit know that we have
quite a lot of effort. Yeah.
Quite a light show going on.
Did you say how many people in the band? 10 or 12?
There are 10. Yeah. 10 miles to feed, as I like to say.
How long have you been doing Mr. Blue Sky?
So we've been doing it for 6 years now. And, you know, it just seems like each show just gets better and better from a performance standpoint.
What was that original inspiration?
I'd been thinking about dipping my toe into the tribute band world for a little bit. And back in 2017, I was thinking about it and didn't know exactly who I would want to do a tribute to. I knew whatever it was going to be, it was going to have to be something I really loved and had a passion for. And then I went to see Jeff Lynne up in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In 2017, and by maybe like the fourth song they played, my mind was made up.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm like, I'm doing this in St. Louis.
And I wanted to go to that because I knew they were in Chicago and they weren't coming here, and I was so glad that they finally put a date here because he was, you know, he made me skip my rule typically these days is no acts over 70.
Right.
But I make some exceptions, and I made an exception for Jeff Lynne that night. Yeah. I thought their band sounded great.
I'm very happy that I had a chance to see him live, because as you may know, he's done touring now. Yeah. So, you know, the only way to see this music live is to come see a tribute band.
So this is it on Thursday night at Delmar Hall?
It's a week from this Saturday.
It's Saturday night. That's even better.
December 13th.
Okay, I'm not good at math. So December 13th. Do you, for folks who have, you know, I know you have following out there, but do you change the show significantly from year to year or not?
Every show we do is a little bit different.
Yeah.
You know, we make sure we have the hits in there, and ELO had 21 top 10 hits, both in England and in America. But every show we do, we add new songs, whether it be deep track stuff. And ELO has so many great deep tracks. There are just so many great deep tracks off of Out of the Blue and Out of the Face the Music record.
Oh, I would agree.
Off the El Dorado album. I mean, there's just, you know, a lot of cool instrumentals, you know, that we can throw out there and we have and we plan on doing in the future. But we also do songs by bands that Jeff Lynne played a heavy part in the writing and producing, like Traveling Wilburys.
Oh, I forgot that you did some of that.
We do some of their stuff, and we do a Roy Orbison song that Jeff co-wrote and produced with Tom Petty called "You Got It."
Oh, great song!
And it that song just it sounds like ELO with Roy Orbison singing over it.
Right,
you know?
Right.
We try to mix it up every show we do. We change the set list. We change the production. It's never going to be the same thing every time.
Do you have essentially the same band members, or do those change too?
Those have changed over the past 6 years, but the out of the 10 of us, I think 8 of us are still the original members. Yeah, we changed our female background singer, we changed a keyboard player, but everybody else is the same from the first show.
That's impressive.
Do you have a favorite that you play?
A favorite song?
Yeah, is there like, is it
right now?
More...
I gotta say, so we do a song called Poker. That is a deep track.
Ooh.
It's a deep track, and I want to say it's off the Face the Music album. But it is so much fun. It is. It's just a. It's like a. It's like an ELO punk rock song.
Huh.
You know. It's just kind of has this heavy driving kind of like punk rock vibe. You know, and it's just we added it a couple shows ago, and it's just a really fun one to do.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. All right, so Delmar Hall not this Saturday night, but
a week from tomorrow.
Mr. Blue Sky, you guys doing anything else? Now, I had lunch with someone I think you know, Kevin Babb, today, our mutual friend.
Oh, he's did? Oh, yeah. I'm really sorry about that.
Kevin has done the Coldplay act, right?
Kevin was doing my Coldplay tribute. We actually put the kibosh on that.
Yeah.
This year we did a show up in Chicago last month, and it went really good, but we were just schedules were just getting way way too busy, and it was just making it harder and harder for it to carry on, but Kevin, he's
a great dude. He's got great guitar chops. I've known him for a while.
Yeah.
I think he's listening right now, so you can say bad things about him if you want to, but I had not caught up with him in person, and we it was funny because we had a lunch scheduled about 6 weeks ago, and I believe Kevin overslept, and then on the next one I had to cancel. We both canceled kind of equally on one another,
right.
And I said we got to go do this. So we had a great conversation, just talk music and fun, and we've been down in Mexico together, so it was great to catch up.
Kevin is definitely one of the most professional musicians I've played with, and it's a great guitar player. You know,
there is a great music community here of a lot of people. I'm sure folks listening see some of these folks in bands from time to time, but man, it's just incredible the amount of talent that is here that aren't really big names necessarily that play music and they somehow figure out how to do it for a living, right?
Absolutely. It's a cesspool of talent in St. Louis, you know. It amazes me at times when I think about how many great musicians there are.
Well, and what it does for me sometimes is I say to myself, man, how is it work? Like, you know Emily Wallace, I'm sure, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So like someone like Emily, and she's been on my show and I played some of her songs. Her voice is unbelievable. I mean, and she can pull off so many different genres. And I've been down at this little mini music festival that my friend John Lynch has put together. That's where I met Emily and,
okay.
and Kevin and some other traveling musicians that we know that, you know, do some even international travel.
Yeah.
But I saw Emily when she was kind of shy and she hadn't really come out of her shell yet.
Yeah.
But man, when she, have you ever heard, I think I've played it to you.
You have played it.
She had, oh my God, this reminds me because
she can belt it, man.
Yeah. I got to look at this, but they would let me last year, and I think I'm going to try to do it again this year. On Christmas Eve, I was able to do an hour of Christmas music.
Yeah.
And I played one of Emily's songs, and I have to remember what it was, and she just freaking, it was just Christmas, I think.
Yeah, I mean,
Christmas.
Emily, she's an unbelievable singer, but she's an unbelievable songwriter as well. I mean, she knows how to write.
Wow.
Know? And we've had her open up for Mr. Blue Sky a few times.
That's what I thought.
That's cool.
Yeah, I've known Emily and I go back to like the late 90s, you know.
Oh, wow.
She's just one of the most fun people to be around.
She never wanted to go down, you know, like Neil went down the voice route and he did very well, Neil Sosik.
Oh, yeah.
And he did great. But Emily, I think Emily could have gone down that route, but didn't want to.
No problem.
You know,
she could have done that, no problem.
Yeah, she would have knocked it out of the park. All right, Jeff Faulkner, we're going to do something kind of fun here. At least I'm going to think it's fun. You're going to see your reaction because maybe I should have had you match up. But you know how they have the lists of the most listened to songs of the year, your favorite songs of the year. Spotify did it this week, came out with a list. So I use Tidal, which is TIDAL, as my music service. I don't know if you're familiar with it. A lot of people aren't.
Not familiar with that.
I'm a bit of an audio snob, and it's a high resolution. It streams the music in higher resolution. I have some equipment that can, you know, make that sound better. At least I convince myself that it does because I want to be smarter than everyone else.
Yeah.
But I do love, outside of that, it's a really easy format music service that I love, and my wife and daughter use it. Anyway,
great.
So my list came out, and I'm going to do the top 10 here. But what I'm going to do, you're interested to see how many of these you know, all right? Because I'm kind of my roots are classic rock, right? But I'm more alternative, alt folk, classic, you know, rock mixed in, if you will.
Right.
So first we're going to do a couple of honorable mentions, if that's okay.
Yeah.
All right. And this is one of my favorite songs of the year. Jack White, off his latest album. And this song is called That's How I'm Feeling.
Oh, yeah.
And you can hear one of the things I love about Jack White is just this killer guitar. Listen. It's just sweet sounding, isn't it?
Yeah, he's...
Oh, man. So that's one of my honorable mentions, okay?
He's great. I've liked everything he's done.
And I've never seen them or the White Stripes or anything like that.
I really loved the Rack on Tour stuff.
That was good, too. Absolutely.
Really
that was a while back.
I think they did a couple records.
Honorable mention. That's an honorable mention.
Yeah.
This is another one. This is a band called Of Monsters and Men.
Never heard of them.
And this is a song called Television Love. And the video to this is very cinematic and it's beautiful. Okay, now you know Mumford & Sons, don't you?
I do know Mumford & Sons.
You know Hozier, don't you?
I know Hozier.
They did a song together. You're a world away, but you're still the same. This one's called Rubber Band Man and it is really good. So if we had these music services posting your most listened to at the end of the year and not the first week of December, this one would be in my top 10 because it's been on repeat for several weeks. The way I do it, and I don't know how many people do this, but if I like a song, I listen to it and I listen to it again. I listen.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it ends up being on my playlist. Well,
I was all over Mumford & Sons when they first came out with their first record.
It's funny,
like with that song, it's almost like they use the same cadence.
It is, a lot of their songs.
And it's kind of smart because you know it's them when you hear it. The first few bars of a song you hear from them, you're like, that's Mumford & Sons.
What's interesting about that band is I saw them at a small club in Milwaukee before they blew up, and then I saw them at the Pageant, right?
Okay.
And then I saw them at Enterprise, and I thought, man, I don't know about this. Is this, and it translated really well to a big arena. I didn't know how it would. All right, here we go. You ready for the top 10? Here we go. These are my top 10 that I've listened to this year. You might not know any of them, but I'm going to give it a try. This is Lola Young. She had a very big record this year, and this one's called Dealer.
Not familiar.
All day, wishing the day was over. I feel a little bad for Lola Young because she had, and I had some mental health issues over the summer, and she passed out on stage a couple of months ago.
Oh, I think I've heard
about
that.
Yeah, she had another big hit called Messy, which I loved a lot, but I got into this one a lot.
I like her voice.
Yeah,
like
she's very unique. It's interesting. So there's a band that was just here at Chaffetz that I saw. This is so sad, Jeff. I've only seen a handful of shows this year because I was sick a little bit over the summer, but this is one of my favorite bands. I saw them at the Pageant a couple of times. They took a step up to Chaffetz. They're called Lord Huron. You ever heard of Lord Huron?
I've heard them. Yeah.
A lot of their music has been used in movies and television shows and things along those lines. So a little bit more alt folk. Then there's a band called Mount Joy that I love. Dreaming on me. This one's called Lucy. Dust to dust, what becomes of us? Will I ever be man enough to be the woman that she was? So I want you to listen to the chorus here because this is about a fan of theirs who died and it was inspired by her. Lucy won't fly, she knows she's right. She wanted one more time with us tonight. And I'll tell you the thing I ever learned about life. Lucy's a badass and Lucy's right. It's a great song. It's called Lucy by Mount Joy. I think you'd love that one.
His voice sounds like somebody else, and I can't think of
who it
is.
Oh, it's really good. They're really, really good. I am not a jam band guy, Jeff, really.
Me either.
I discovered this band this year that's kind of jam bandy, and I discovered it through my BFF, John Mayer. And I only call him that because I listen to his satellite station. I really like it. It's great.
And that's where I heard that Lord Huron.
Yes,
band.
Yes. So he's, you know, John's got a lot of eclectic stuff on
there.
He does. He introduced me to Goose.
Yeah. I know them.
Yeah, you know Goose. This is such a great song here. They put two records out this year, Goose did. This one's called Maddalena.
They're doing well. Right now.
A lot of people have mentioned their name to me, and I'm like, I like Goose. I'm kind of into them right now. All right, that was number seven.
The stuff I've heard from them doesn't sound jam bandy to me.
No, I know. That's why I was a little tricked into
it. Maybe their shows are a little more.
I think they are.
Maybe they lengthen songs at their shows.
And you can kind of hear it when you listen to more of their music that they're able to do that, even in this song. All right, so that's number seven. Number six is by a guy named Michigander. This one's called I'll Be Okay.
Where's he from?
I think Michigan, but I'm not even completely sure.
I'm gonna take a guess and say
exactly.
Michigan.
This has just got a real catchy hook, and it grabbed me earlier this year, and I listened to it over and and over again.
That kind of sounds like Young the Giant to me.
A little bit.
If you're not into Young the Giant.
I love that band.
I had a chance to see them over the summer. They opened for, I can't remember who they opened for, but they were unbelievably
good. Yeah, they're really good.
This
song at number five really surprised me because I just started listening to it about a month ago, and somehow it cracked the top five. It's by an artist named Del Water Gap. This one's called How to Live. And I'm kind of a chorus hooky guy, and, you know, I love songs like this that have great, great choruses, and you'll hear this in a second here by a band that is called Del Water Gap. I have no idea where they came that name from, but here, we'll kind of ramp up into the chorus. Good stuff. Real hooky there, right? Yeah. So that's number five. Number four, I'm surprised this was not my number one because it's one of my favorite songs of the year. I think it was on SNL last week, Role Model. You ever heard this one?
No.
Sally, When the Wine Runs Out. You don't know this song, Jeff Falker?
I do not know this song.
Dude, listen to this one. It's a killer song. It really is.
They like to layer vocals.
Yeah.
That's a lot of vocals.
The video to this is actually really funny. It's just him in a mall, and I don't think the people in the mall knew that they were filming a video, and he's just got his headphones on, and he's dancing to this song.
They were on SNL?
Last week, Role Model,
I've
SNL.
I've never heard of them. Never even heard of them.
They just got a real good spot at Bonnaroo.
Like
one of the sub-headliner spots, so Role Model. I don't even know, I don't even know if it's a dude or if it's a band, but he calls himself Role Model.
Okay.
All right. Have you ever heard of Haim before?
Three sisters from California.
Yeah. They are amazing.
They are cool. I like them.
Yeah, so they put a record out this year that's one of my favorites, and this song, Cry, is my favorite on the record. I'm not caught up in the fear. I don't have to pay the debt. Oh, I just cry. Every one of their albums is so good, Jeff Faulkner. And I saw them at the pageant when they first came out, and I was like this creepy old dude with a bunch of younger women who were into this band, but I knew how damn talented they were.
And the one sister was, she acted.
They all
acted.
Yeah.
They all acted.
Yeah.
The one was in the Paul Thomas Anderson movie.
I forget the name of that,
Something about pizza. I don't know.
Yeah, what was it? But they were all the sisters were in that together.
But she did a really good acting job in that movie.
Number two.
I can't remember the name of the movie. It was something about pizza.
I know, and I can't remember it either, but
no,
she was
now
good.
I'm hungry.
Number two, he was just here at Evolution Festival. Oh. Sam Fender. Now, if you're not into Sam Fender, he is amazing artist from the UK.
I haven't really dug into him.
Internationally, I think he's more popular than here, but he had a big, big year with this song in particular. Oh, I can't stop running.
I see the whole town fair. I people want to leave it. That sounds like Young the Giant, too.
Yeah, he's good. And he's got horns, and I love horns and rock bands. See, listen. Yeah. And then my number one kind of surprised me. This is kind of a little hooky song by a band by the name of Saint Motel, and the song is called Pick Me Up.
I've heard that name.
So there you go. That's my top 10 on Tidal that I listened to. I just wanted to share that with you, Jeff Faulkner, as a fellow music fan. And
that's
I'll put
great.
That up on my my Twitter page, at Mark Reardon KFTK, and we'll come see you next Saturday night at Del Mar Hall with Mr. Blue Sky. Great to see you.
Awesome. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, take care. All right, well, we got to wrap things up relatively quickly here with an audio cut of the day.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
So this is a guy with an organization called the Right Angle News Network. It's just, you know, independent journalists. I think I have to sneeze, by the way, so hang on. That might be a problem. So
okay.
You have to fill. Hang on. I think I saved myself. So he goes to Minneapolis, and he starts to talk to some of these Somalians who are living in Minneapolis.
Bless you.
I got out there. But listen to the answers from the Somalians.
Do you feel more comfortable living under American law, or do you feel more comfortable living under Sharia law?
Sharia law.
I'm a Muslim. I prefer Sharia law.
Sharia law, yes. Sir.
You prefer Sharia law over American law?
Of course, yeah. Of course, yeah.
And do you find most of your friends feel the same way?
Yeah, of course. If you're Muslim, yeah.
He can make his daughter marry somebody.
Yeah, he can. Yeah, he can. He has the authority, you know?
The authority to do that.
Yeah, to do that.
Yeah, so the dad has the authority to make his daughter marry someone, right? Sharia law.
So here, how young do you think it's okay?
15.
Is it right to kill somebody who insults Muhammad?
Yeah, because she is just, she hates the religion, I understand. But she shouldn't pick up the prophet, you know?
So you understand why people would want to attack her?
Yeah.
If you had a choice, would you rather live here or would you rather live in the Muslim country?
I'd rather live in a Muslim country with my people.
Would you prefer to live in America or prefer to live in Somalia?
For me, I think it's Somalia.
I would rather live in Somalia.
I'm not Americanized. I just speak fluent and I'm, you know what I mean? I'm articulate and I can articulate what I'm trying to say, you know what I mean? That's about it. But other than that, I mean, as far as my culture and my preferences and everything, it's still Somalia, you know what I mean?
Even though here you have all the freedom and stuff like that?
And even though I have all the freedom.
You think life might be better in Somalia than, than here?
Because now you have the freedom of it, of practicing your religion working and doing your other things.
Right. I guess you can't do that here. Proud Americans in Minneapolis. Congratulations, Tim Walz. You did an awesome job.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.